Chapter 1. When my alarm went off, I was jerked out of an amazing dream. I was on a sailboat, journeying across a vast ocean. I was alone, but I wasn't afraid. I was perfectly confident that I was capable of making it to my destination. I felt vital and enlivened by the freedom that rushed through me with every rolling wave. When I opened my eyes to the reality of my life, I found myself instantly crushed by the routine of it. In an hour, I would need to be at Fluff and Stuff to open it up for the day. Then I would have some coffee, read the paper, and obsess about the state of the world, country, or city, depending on what article I read. Once a customer arrived to distract me, I would lose myself in the routine of my work. I might be interrupted by Max showing up for a chat. I might flip on the old television and watch a soap opera just to spice up my day. But in the end, I would close up the shop and head back to my small apartment, alone, and with nothing more important to do than flip on the television so that I wouldn't miss one of my several favorite shows. Lately, my life had been a bit more adventurous, but yet again I had settled into a rut. I wanted to be interesting, to be valid and worthy. I wanted to matter in some way. I wanted a reason to wake up before my alarm went off, with an eagerness to participate in my life, rather than a sense of obligation. I climbed out of bed and headed for the shower. As I walked across the room, I grumbled at the tension in my back, the soreness of my knees, and the general unpleasantness of waking up to a stiff body. I sighed as I walked past the tall mirror that hung from the back of my closet door. I had lost quite a bit of weight recently, and my body certainly looked better, but it hadn't changed much in the past few weeks. I had hit a plateau despite sticking fairly well to my diet. I knew that the main problem was lack of movement. I had been so caught up lately in my routine that I had forgotten to get out and exercise. I needed something more than just heading to the gym. I could do that any old time. It was boring. I wanted a challenge, something that would make me feel a little more competitive and a little less bored. As I walked the few blocks to Fluff and Stuff, I noticed a few familiar faces. Since I walked on nearly the same schedule each day, I'd become acquainted with certain sights. There was the blue-haired lady who walked her Pomeranian. There was the hot dog vendor who didn't seem to comprehend that people did not want to eat hot dogs for breakfast. Then there were the runners. They were always moving too fast for me to name them in particular, so I just named the group of them, the runners. They were always decked out in bright green or yellow running gear. Most of the time I avoided looking at them, but today, for some reason, I couldn't look away. Today it struck me that was what I wanted. I wanted to wake up each morning and go after life, not at a casual walk, but at a run. I was sure that I could do it. It would take some time for me to build up my speed, but I had the time to do that. I was so inspired that I sped up to a jog for the rest of the way to work. I'd worked up a bit of a sweat by the time I arrived at the laundromat. I unlocked the door and prepared for the day by checking all of the washers and dryers and making sure that the items in the small shop were all in the right places. But my mind was with the runners. The ache of my feet told me one particular thing, however. If I was going to become a runner, I would need better shoes. The thought reminded me of something on my bucket list. One of the items I wanted to accomplish, now that I had slimmed down quite a bit, was to run a marathon. It had seemed out of reach in the past. After my short jog along the block, it still seemed very much out of reach. But it was on the list, and I was feeling just brave enough to check it off. Of course, it would probably take several months of training to be ready, but before that, it would take one of my favorite things, shopping. I spent my free time at work researching running shoes on my cell phone. If I was going to do this, I had to do it right, of course. As soon as another employee showed up to cover the evening shift, I headed out to browse at the shoe store a few blocks down. I was determined that whatever I bought would not end up in my closet of no return.